Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here, because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come, see the place where they laid him. Now, hurry. Go and tell his disciples. He's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. I've given this message to you." With great fear and excitement, they hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there."
I heard tell one time about an Easter sermon. I've always wanted to try it, but never had the guts. You can picture it. It's Easter Sunday, and the church is packed. Minister comes forward to give the message. The pastor walks up to the pulpit, and without a word, he pulls out this basin. It's full of water. Doesn't say anything. Just loosens his tie, unbuttons the top button, and then takes some of the water and splashes it on his face. Then he pulls out a mug and a brush. He mixes in a bit of water and he stirs it, makes some foam, and he begins to lather up with the brush. Then he pulls out a mirror and a razor, one of those old straight razors. Still hasn't said a word. And he starts to shave. Right there. Finishes shaving, rinses with a little water, pulls out a towel, dries off. And he puts away the basin, the mug and the brush, puts away the mirror and the razor and the towel, and he buttons up his top button, straightens his tie, sits back down. Never says a word. There's this awkward pause. Everyone is confused. Then the choir starts in on the anthem and the service goes on. And everybody goes home. It's a strange story we have this morning. Just 10 verses here near the end of Matthew's gospel. Just last week, we waved palms and shouted, "Hosanna, save us!" By Friday, the crowds were shouting, "Crucify him." And so they did. The forces of empire, the forces of violence, afraid of all that he represented, nailed Jesus to a cross. The women who had followed him all the way from Galilee were there. They stood at a distance. They bore witness. Jesus died and was buried in a tomb. A great stone rolled over the entrance. Peter and the others have fled. But again, Matthew tells us the women were there. The chief priests will take no chances. They seal the stone and put guards at the tomb. Jesus' disciples are broken. He taught them a new way of living, the way of life, but in the end, death has silenced the teacher. Ah, in the end. But you see, this is not the end. Not yet. These people of the resurrection don't yet know the story they are living. They keep the Sabbath. They stay home. Maybe when the world falls apart, we look for routines, familiar structures to anchor us, to keep us going. And then after the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, the women go to the tomb. We've become so familiar with this story that we have forgotten to be surprised. We know what happens so thoroughly that we come to the tomb with the women expecting it to happen. But they are inside the story. Put yourself in their shoes for just a moment. They aren't going to the tomb with hope for a miracle. The teacher's dead and all hope with him. They go to grieve, to look at the tomb, to stand beside the stone and weep, to say goodbye. But instead, something wholly unexpected happens. As they approach the tomb, the very earth quakes. An angel of the Lord descends from heaven, rolls away the stone, and then speaks to them. The guards shake with fear. They freeze. And then the angel speaks to the women. To the women, he says, "Do not be afraid. You're looking for Jesus, but he isn't here. He has been raised." This message has been given to you. And so these women who came without hope, who came to grieve, became people of the resurrection, witnesses entrusted with this word of life. And then they see him with their own eyes, the guards, the tomb, death itself could not hold him. They see him. They see Jesus, and he says, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers." Before they were disciples, but now in this new world we have been adopted in, children of God, brothers and sisters. The women go. They tell the other disciples, and together with the other disciples, they tell others. They tell this good news. Good news beyond hope. Too incredible to believe, and yet they are witnesses. He lives. They have to tell. How could they not? The other disciples see Jesus in Galilee just a few verses later. Matthew tells us they worshiped him and they doubted. Our translations often say they worshiped him, but some doubted, trying to separate them into groups, worshipers and doubters, because we're uncomfortable with the idea of faith and doubt being housed in the same person. But the original language reads simply, they worshiped him and they doubted. Both. At the same time. We may be uncomfortable with the idea, but we know the experience. Worship and doubt, faith and doubt at the same time. How could they not doubt? Even we who take this story for granted, even we wonder. These people of the resurrection, they saw with their own eyes, they heard with their own ears something beyond belief. We worship and we doubt. We hope. We choose this story. We allow it to shape us. Because we are still inside the story. We are resurrection people, living in the wake of resurrection, in this world forever changed by good news. The message has been given to us, good news of life. God has raised Jesus, proclaiming that the powers of empire and violence that crucified him will not have the final say. This Jesus who showed us a different way of living, who told us to love even our enemies. This Jesus who said, blessed are the poor and the meek, who said, blessed are the peacemakers. God has raised this Jesus from the dead. God has raised Jesus from the dead. And so we proclaim resurrection, not a denial of death, but a proclamation of hope. A proclamation that death itself, death which used to be the end, is no longer the end of the story. The story opens up, it lives on, even as we wait in the middle. This good news passes from generation to generation, passes to us. This message, this good news beyond belief has been given now to us. It shapes us if we will let it. We become a part of the story. You know that other church where the minister got up and shaved? Well, people didn't know what to make of it. Folks kept waiting for the punchline, but the service just ended. Folks shook his hand on the way out, said, well, happy Easter, Pastor. He smiled and wished them a happy Easter back, and they went out. Folks went out the next day to work, to the beauty shop, to the grocery store. They go out to these regular places, and they start talking. They say, you'll never believe what our pastor did. It was the strangest thing. Other people can't believe it either. They don't know what to make of it. And so they start telling their friends about the pastor from such and such church. Word gets around the whole town until finally around about Wednesday or Thursday, a reporter from the local paper comes calling at the pastor's office. I heard about last Sunday, reporter says. So everyone, and I mean everyone, wants to know, what was that all about? Pastor smiles and sits back and says, I wanted them to understand what Easter was like. I wanted them to experience something so incredible that they couldn't help but tell everyone they knew. Friends, we are resurrection people. We bear witness to good news. This message has been given to us. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. The message has been given to us. This is not the end. Not yet. We are people of the resurrection, afraid and excited. We worship and we doubt, living in the hope of this good news. We don't yet know the story we are living, but we live it now in the hope of the promise of the resurrection. We proclaim it. Good news. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.